a Fox News alert. A projected winner in the Arizona Senate race. I'm Lee Silasera. The Fox News Decision Desk can project that Democrat Senator Mark Kelly has won re-election, defeating Republican Blake Masters, who was endorsed by former President Trump. Kelly, in a statement, said in part, "It's been one of the great honors of my life to serve as Arizona Senator. I'm humbled by the trust our state has placed in me to continue this work." Kelly's win puts Democrats one seat away from retaining the Senate. The Georgia Senate race will be decided in a runoff next month. The Nevada race remains too close to call. The governor's race in Nevada has been decided. Republican Joe Lombardo has defeated Democrat Steve Sisolak. Former President Trump has filed a lawsuit to try to avoid cooperating with a subpoena compelling him to testify in Capitol Hill.
Donald Trump was supposed to appear before the House January 6 committee in a matter of days. But in filing a suit, his attorney said that while other former presidents have voluntarily agreed to testify or give documents, no former president's ever been compelled to do so. He also said the former president had been engaging with the committee in a good faith effort, but said the committee is insisting on pursuing a political path. The lawsuit may doom any prospect of the former president testifying, since the committee's expected to disband in January. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden now in Cambodia for a meeting with Asian leaders. Monday heads to Bali for the G20, where he's set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the two will discuss the continued aggression by North Korea.
If North Korea keeps going down this road, it will simply mean further enhanced American military and security presence in the region.
North Korea has increased its missile tests, and there's concern it may be preparing a nuclear test. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Colorado legalizes a psychedelic drug for adults.
Colorado was the first state to officially allow manufacturing, sales, stores, and purchasing of marijuana for adult recreational use. Now voters have passed a measure that allows adults to use psychedelic mushrooms. The initiative also created so-called healing centers where people can go use the drug under supervision. While shrooms are still considered a Schedule I drug under federal law, the FDA has approved trials to study the effects of psychedelics on PTSD and major depression. Currently, Oregon is the only state that has decriminalized possession of small amounts of drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked New York from issuing recreational marijuana dispensary licenses in Brooklyn and parts of upstate New York, while a legal challenge to the state selection process is being considered. The fate of a once-respected crypto exchange is now being decided by the courts.
FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange, is reorganizing in bankruptcy court. FTX had agreed to sell itself to another exchange, Binance, though the deal fell apart after Binance reviewed FTX's finances. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that FTX lent customers money for trading to one of its units, Alameda Research, which then made risky investments. It was hit by a run of withdrawal requests and was scrambling to cover a shortfall of $8 billion. CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has stepped down. He and FTX are under investigation by the Justice Department and the SEC. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The actor known to a generation as the voice of Batman has died. Kevin Conroy was the voice of Batman for the Batman animated series that ran from 1992 to 1996. Conroy also took part in some 15 films and hundreds of TV shows and 24 video games. He was 66. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.